Welcome back to Near FM and the Lifeline programme, and I am absolutely delighted to introduce Paula McCrane. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Paula.
Yeah, that's absolutely perfect. Despite the hate I stuck in my name when I was 11 years old, you pronounced it absolutely perfectly there, Myra.
Well, welcome to Near FM. I've been telling our listeners a little bit about you because, you're on parallel at the moment. You actually a co-founder of the Dollymount Drifter Sea Shanty Group. Just first of all, I just wanted to get that out of the way. Is that the only female Dublin sea shanty group?
Yeah, as far as I know, it's the only Irish female sea shanty group. But there was a female sea shanty group in Sligo called the Eight Bells, which was quite a great name, I thought. But I believe they're taking a break at the moment, so... someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe we're the only female sea shanty group in Ireland at the moment.
And that's absolutely wonderful. Now, you're going to a festival on the 16th of June in Sligo. I think it's Ross's Point, is it?
Yeah, it's up in Ross's Point. So it's the Wild Atlantic International Sea Shanty Festival, and it's on actually on the 17th and 19th of June.
Oh my goodness, 17th.
Yeah, it's that weekend there. And it's an international festival that's been going on since 2011, I believe. They had to take a bit of a hiatus during COVID, of course. They had it online in 2020. And so this is the first year back then after the break. And they raise much needed funds for the RNLI, as do we. So we're just only delighted to go up there and sing with them and support the RNLI. So really looking forward to it.
Well, I just, there's so many things I want to ask you, but I just want to kind of go back a little bit. You're part of the Dollymount Dames. These are the ladies that, during COVID, you went down and swam down in Dollymount, and your headquarters became the first changing room, which is women's only. But you actually became friends, but you also published a book for the you came up about the lifeboat service, but this was for in aid of the Howth lifeboat, wasn't it?
It was. And yeah, you refer to the Dollymount Dames, which is kind of where we came from, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And the Dollymount Dames was founded in October 2020 at the height of the lockdown by Anne-Marie Foley, who I believe you've talked to before, Anna Connolly,
yes,
and Susan Flynn. And the motto of the Dollymount Dames was that no one swims alone. You know, and this refers to not just the safety aspect of, you know, making sure that people are swimming in pairs at least, so, you know, if anyone gets into difficulty, someone is there to help, but also just to the community and the solidarity and the camaraderie and the sisterhood of all being in this wonderful swimming group of like-minded women. I mean, there's now, I think, there's over 130 women in the WhatsApp at the moment. But really, I think it gave us all a sense of purpose during lockdown. It provided us with structure to our day, and it provided us with this amazing support network of absolutely incredible women of, you know, all kind of backgrounds and with tremendous skills that they all brought to the table. And so that was just a fantastic, fantastic group to be a part of. And then Anne-Marie led on it, but with some of the other women, published a book in aid of the RNLI, and that raised over 3,000. So that was a huge success. And that was a book of stories that women members of the group produced. I think there's about 20 stories in there and poems. And that was all about, you know, lockdown and just kind of processing what we were going through at the time, which was quite a difficult period, I suppose.
It was.
In our own history.
Well, I got my hands on the book because Anne-Marie, when she was on the radio here, and I actually met her and I bought the book, but the layout and the stories and the graphics and the whole, it was just wonderful, absolutely fantastic. I also remember being down the odd time down at Dollymount, and I saw birthday parties in the, and the birthday girl would have been in the centre. I use the word girl, it could have been any age, but in a circle, and friends and whoever were around her swimming and singing happy birthday. Yeah. I also remember something quite extraordinary where a young girl, she wasn't Irish, but there was something going on and she needed to chat, and I'm not too sure if she just had a baby or she was having a baby, and another group formed, all mammies, and she was getting advice, and it was just sensational.
Wonderful.
Yeah, just wonderful. But Paula, I is this a competition, the sea shanty? Or is it just you're taking part in this festival?
We're taking part in it. I don't think it's competition. If there is anything competitive in there, I think we'll be, we won't be too serious about it. Really, it's about connecting with other like-minded people and, just learning. It's amazing in terms of kind of learning new songs, learning new techniques. So, you know, we're really looking forward. There's a lot of international groups there from Holland, Denmark, Brittany, of course. So we're just looking forward to meeting the other groups, really, and singing. So some of the singing takes place in the street, some of the singing takes place in pubs, in daytime venues. So, you know, there's a range of activities all going on around the festival. So we're really looking forward to that.
And what date are you singing? Or are you going to be singing on a specific date, and then you could be popping up anywhere in Ross's Point?
Yeah, I'd say we'll be singing on all the days, but I think we're singing generally twice every day. So once outdoors maybe, and once in the pub, or, you know, so we'll switch it around a bit. And of course, we have to make time for our swimming activities. We can't go to Ross's Point and not avail of the fantastic beach there. Yes. So, we'll be focusing on that as well.
Well, I hope you can bring in the best swimsuit, or have you organised a swimsuit? Or have you got a logo for your the Dolly Mountain?
Well, we wear our sailors' tops, you know, so our kind of Breton blue and white striped tops, and we'll wear our Dolly Mount Dames hats, depending on how hot it is. In the past, we've performed down on the beach, say at Christmas, and we would have all, like most people, have dry robes, so, you know, they would have come in very handy on that day. I just have to say, Myra, that when we founded the group, it was actually on the first birthday of the Dolly Mount Dames. And we went down, we were having an afternoon swim, and as you know, we swim from the ladies' shelter in Dolly Mount. We call it the Snug. We swim from there, and Carol Caulfield, who is one of our musical directors, Carol pulled out her harmonica, and we all started having a bit of a sing and a dance, and as you do. And Carol sang this amazing song called The Swimming Song, which was a shanty song, and that was how the group started. So from there, we set up a WhatsApp. We invited any other women who'd like to join in to do so, and there's now 16 of us. So there'll be 16 of us heading off to Ross's Point.
Now, this is very technical. Are you singing harmonies?
We are, and we put a lot of work into our harmonies. So Sharon Phelan leads on our harmonies. She's great at developing them, as is Carol, Martha, and Monica. So the harmonies give it an added edge, you know. They wouldn't have been part of the traditional sea shanties, you know, the men on board ships that were heaving and hauling. They wouldn't have sung the harmonies, but it adds a beautiful texture and richness to the song. So we certainly will, we've harmonies for pretty much all of our songs.
And have you been surprised at the amount of songs that you had never heard before?
It's really interesting when you get into it, because I've sort of lived and worked at sea, you know, since I was 20. So most of my life I've worked in that kind of maritime marine environment. And I thought I knew a lot of shanties and a lot of sea songs. But actually, when you really start researching them and seeing, you know, what's out there and all these songs that were lost and just kind of, they manage to find them and find the tune, that you realise there's just so much out there, so much more to discover, so many beautiful songs, and they are really beautiful songs. They have such a gorgeous melodies, and then also the lyrics are often, they're often very sad. They're often, you know, some of them are quite dark as well, because it's all about sort of leaving Nancy and heading off, yeah, you know, around Cape Horn kind of thing to go whaling. Or so. But there's just such a richness to sea shanties. It's fantastic. It's fantastic musical genre, really.
I hope that when we're fully opened, I'm going to ask my boss, I'm keeping kind of, keep it sharp here now, that possibly we could get you in. There's 16 of you, is it, or 16 or 17?
There's 16 of us, which yeah, is quite a lot. We came together organically, but there was no rehearsals, there was nothing like that. It was just whoever was interested, but we were lucky in that we all have a, we can all string a note together,
we can all sing.
So, and we sound, even though I say it myself, we sound great together.
Oh no, that's absolutely marvellous. Now, Paula, I'm kind of torn here in a little way, because I sailed for a very, very long time, and well, I actually raced.
Right.
But your background, I'm not too sure exactly what your title is. In biological, oceanographic, and underwater noise research, but you've done a huge amount of stuff. And half of me is wondering, could I get you to come back again and talk to us about this? Because I'd only just came across this noise research and how it's affecting our
marine life.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So I'm just wondering if we might get you to come back here shortly, if that was okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Yeah, I'd be really happy to. Yeah, because that's absolutely fine. It is a fascinating area of research. I run two projects currently on underwater noise, and just the impacts it has on marine life are absolutely huge. So,
well, I would like to give you more time, and I'd like our listeners to have more time to listen to you on that, if that's okay.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You're heading, now I had the wrong date, so it's the 17th and,
that's 8th, it.
And the 17th and 18th of June, and are you going to be all on your best behaviour representing Dublin? And no, you're the only Irish female sea shanty group, and you are the Dollymount Drifters and sea shanty group. Will you be performing in Dublin somewhere?
Do you know what? I think we will do a couple of performances before we head down. Now, we have previously performed in the Clontarf Yacht and Boat Club there for the launch of the Dollymount Dames book. So we might do something similar, or fail in that. We might just put it out locally and perform around the snow. We're actually, we have a practice tonight at 7:30 down at the Snug, and that'll be followed by our full moon swim. So if anyone is free around and would like to come down and have a listen to the Dollymount Drifters, they're more than welcome.
I will be there. I may not get in, but I will be there, and I'll bring, and that will
brilliant
be the, Paula, thank you so much for coming on to Near FM. I will chat to you later, because to try and make a date for you to come on, and I really would like to hear more about the about your job and the research with the.
Okay, fantastic. Thanks,
if that's
Mara.
Okay. In the meantime, I wish you all the very, very best, the whole group and everything else, the very, very best, and have a wonderful time. Cross the fingers, the weather will be somewhat hunky dory on the west. Many thanks, Paula. Thank you for coming on.
All the best. Pleasure. Thank you.